A single woman.
You moved in with her after you left the lovely Amanda.
But was he a single man?
Everything out of his mouth has been a lie about him and her. He had been sleeping with Amanda, so I had told him, you need to get all your stuff and get out.
Now, he's got double trouble.
You threatened to expose Mr. Smith and Amanda for welfare fraud?
Yes, I did.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Brian Smith says his former live-in girlfriend, Christy Sibley, refuses to return his entertainment system. Christy is countersuing Brian for a loan and for breaking into her home.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 353 on the calendar, in the matter of Smith versus Sibley.
Thank you, Bert.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Mr. Smith, you and the defendant lived together for a brief period of time. It is your claim that when you moved out, she retained possession of an entertainment center, a large television, and whatever goes with it. You want it back.
Yes.
Ms. Sibley says that you actually have it back, that you broke into her house at some point, that you have it, she doesn't, and she's got a counterclaim for breaking into her home and for a loan that she made to you shortly before you separated. When did you and Miss Sibley live together?
It was in the middle of June 2010 to September 14th, 2010.
And where had you lived before that, Mr. Smith?
With my girlfriend.
This girlfriend?
Yeah, Amanda.
And how long did you live with this girlfriend?
About 4 years.
What kind of work do you do, sir?
I drive a truck.
When did you leave Amanda's house?
I don't remember the date. It was in the middle of June.
So you don't like to be alone, I gather?
No.
And how long had Amanda lived in her house?
Her house that she's at right now?
That's when you left.
About a year.
So you moved into that place together?
Yes.
Now, when you moved in with Miss Sibley, did you purchase a television set or did you bring it with you?
No, I brought it with me.
When had you purchased it?
It was about 2 years before we moved into that house on Valentine's Day.
So the television set was at least 3 years old?
Yes.
And was Amanda happy when you left and took the television with you?
No, she wasn't.
Tell me how you went about taking the television out.
I moved it myself out of the house.
Was she home or not home?
Yeah, she was home.
Was there an argument or no argument?
There was no argument when I took the TV.
Now, how did she show you her displeasure that you were taking the TV?
She didn't really argue or anything. She just said, why are you taking the TV?
What did you say to her?
I said, because it's my TV and, this is my pride and joy next to my son.
Your TV is your pride and joy?
Yes.
Put your TV on sort of the same level as your child. Is that right?
Yes, he does.
And you took him back?
We have a son together.
And your point is?
I love him.
One's enough.
I know.
Okay. So you moved your pride and joy in with Miss Sibley?
Yes.
And when you moved out, you left your pride and joy there. Explain that to me.
Well, when I moved out of her house, she asked me. She said, Brian, can you leave the TV here till I talk to my daughter about what's going on? And I said, sure. And then I was going to come pick it up the Saturday, but then she wouldn't let me have it.
That was a few days later?
Yes.
So what did you do?
Well, Your Honor, I went to her house to try to retrieve it. I knocked on her door plenty of times.
How many times?
About three times, and no
answer.
You mean
you knocked three times or you went back three times?
I went back about three times, Your Honor.
Between September 10th and?
September 14th.
So between September 14th and what date did you stop going to the house to try to retrieve your television set with her permission?
Well, September 22nd is when I stopped. And
tell me what you did on September 22nd.
September 22nd, me and my girlfriend Amanda and my friend Steven, we went to her house and I knocked on the door two times, no answer. So I cut the padlock on her garage.
So you burglarized her house?
Yes, I burglarized her house, but my address was there on my license.
You had already moved out, according to you, sir, on September 14th. You moved out of her house on the 14th of September. You had a conversation with her. Could you leave the TV there? So you had moved out. It wasn't your house. You hadn't moved there together. You moved in with her after you left the lovely Amanda. You needed somebody else to help you with your laundry, so you moved in with Miss Sibley right away. And according to you, you were gone. So when she padlocked the house and you broke into her house, that was a burglary because you intended to take something from the house that at that point was in dispute. So you cut the padlock to the garage, and what did you do, Mr. Smith?
I proceeded to go to the garage door leading into the house, and it was deadbolted. So I shouldered it, and
okay, so after you cut the deadbolt on the door, you broke into the house through the garage?
Yes.
And what did you do when you got in there?
I walked in, I looked to my left, and my TV and my entertainment center was not there.
And then what did you do?
I walked into the house, and I looked in both bedrooms, her daughter's bedroom and her bedroom. And then I left. I got the rest of my stuff.
Oh, there we go. So you took all the property from the house?
Yes, that was mine.
What else did you take?
I took two gas cans that were mine. I took a weight set. I took a duffel bag. And I took a laundry hamper that was mine. And that was it. That's all I had over there.
Why didn't you take that when you left on September 14th?
Because I got all that I could into my car when I left that night. And that was mostly all my clothes and my blankets and stuff like that.
I'm curious about the laundry basket. Explain the laundry basket to me, Mr. Smith.
Well, I had a laundry hamper inside the garage that I took that was mine from Amanda's house.
And it was in the garage?
Mm-hmm.
And you moved in with it?
Yes.
What was in it?
Nothing.
Just a laundry basket?
Yes, just a laundry basket.
And the gas cans?
Yes.
Yes, what?
The gas cans were mine, so I took those.
And the weight set, where was that?
I was in the garage, too.
What did you take from the house?
I didn't take nothing from the house.
None of your property was inside the house?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. And you were subsequently arrested?
No, I was not.
Did the police discuss with you the fact that you had broken into her house?
Yes. The reason why he didn't arrest me is because I sent him proof that I actually lived there.
But you didn't live there on September 22nd. You lived with the lovely Amanda.
No, I didn't.
Where did you live on September 22nd?
I lived...
Look over there, look over here.
Okay, I was staying with my cousin, Gordon.
So you were with Gordon?
Yes.
So when you left on the 14th, you went to Gordon's house?
Yes.
And you were in Gordon's house from September 14th to the 22nd?
Yes.
And when the police asked you where you lived, what did you tell them?
I told them I'm in his house.
Well, that was a lie, according to you.
Yes.
I thought you told me that you told the police that you lived with Miss Sibley, which is why they didn't arrest you for burglary.
I lived with Miss Sibley at that time for 4 months.
At what time?
Until the 14th.
Is that what you told the police?
Yes.
Well, if you lived there with her till the 14th, then you broke into her house on the 22nd. Then they would have arrested you unless you showed them proof by way of a bill or something that you lived there and you said, I can't break into the house. I live there. This is where I get my mail. This is where I live. This is where I've been living since June. How could I break in?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you told the police?
Yes, that's what I told the police.
Well, then that was a lie because you weren't living there. You were either living with a cousin or you were living with Amanda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, you weren't living with Miss Sibley.
No, was it?
Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Is that what you want me to believe?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you think that I do believe that, Mr. Smith?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
You think that I believe that?
Mm-hmm.
You're dumber than you look.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brian Smith is suing his former live-in girlfriend, Christy Sibley, for the return of his entertainment system.
Miss Sibley, listen to me very carefully. Do you know where his TV is?
No, I do not.
He says he came into your house and there was no television. What do you think happened to the television?
He got it on the 16th, and I talked to him that evening.
Tell me about it.
On the 16th, him and I had words, because...
About what?
Okay, to very begin with, he had told me that him and Amanda were roommates, and they shared the home for their son. I've worked with him for a year, so we got to be pretty close friends. Everything out of his mouth has been a lie about him and her. So he was never supposed to move in. He was supposed to live in a camper from his cousin Gordon and park it at his parents' house.
Tell me about the TV and tell me about what happened on the 16th.
So on the 16th, him and I had words and he had told me that he had been sleeping with Amanda. So I had told him, you need to get all your stuff and get out.
Nope.
I told him, what about my payday loan that you owe me for? And he told me, do you smell smoke? You've been burned. I'm not paying you for the payday loan.
Tell me about the payday loan.
The payday loan, he had me get it because he said he didn't have a checkbook and he didn't have any money, so he wasn't able to get it. He would give it right back to me on that Friday.
How much did you take out?
We actually got $255, but with the fees, it's $294 and some change.
Now, I'm not making any judgment, Mr. Smith, with regard to whether or not at this point you owe her any money. Mm-hmm. Did Miss Sibley, to the best of your knowledge, take out a payday loan shortly before you separated?
No.
Did not?
I don't know if she took out a payday loan. I did not ask her to take out a payday loan.
That's not what I asked you.
Okay.
I asked you if you knew if she took out a payday loan.
Yes, I did.
So you knew she took out a payday loan. That went from no to yes pretty fast. And what was the money used for?
I have no idea, Your Honor.
Okay. Did you receive, as either a gift or a loan, any of that money?
No, I didn't, Your Honor.
In September, or the last week in August of 2010, did you receive any money from Miss Sibley?
No, I didn't, Your Honor.
Now, a moment ago when I asked you if you knew anything about a payday loan, you said no. About 40 seconds later, you told me you did. Now, what did you know, Mr. Smith, about a payday loan?
I just knew that she was going to get a payday loan.
Tell me about the conversation and how you found out that she was going to take out a payday loan.
Well, she...
No. Look at me, Mr. Smith. Very carefully, sir.
Well, she said that she was going to get a payday loan because her paycheck was garnished, so she didn't have money, so she took out a payday loan.
For what?
I don't know, Your Honor. Probably for groceries, probably for bills.
When you moved in June of 2010, how much did you contribute towards the rent on her home?
I paid half the rent, which was $400, and then half the utilities, cable, water, and electric. I paid
so
half.
How much did you give her in June?
$400.
And July?
And what?
And in July?
In July, $400.
And in August?
$400.
And in September?
$400.
Is it correct, Miss Sibley, that Mr. Smith gave you $400 in June, July, August, and September?
Absolutely not.
Could you show me any proof, Mr. Smith, that you gave that money to Miss Sibley?
No, Your Honor. I gave her cash. That was a mistake.
Now you could stand up for a second, Miss Amanda. In June, how much did Mr. Smith give you towards the support of your son?
Nothing.
In July, how much did Mr. Smith give you towards the support of your son?
Nothing.
In August, how much did Mr. Smith give you for the support of your son?
Nothing.
Thank you. You can sit down now. Do you expect me to honestly believe that you paid nothing towards the support of your child, who next to your 42-inch television was your most prized possession, and yet every month, the beginning of each month, you gave Miss Sibley $400? Is that what you want me to believe?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you think that I do believe that, Mr. Smith?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
You think that I believe that?
Mm-hmm.
You're dumber than you look. Explain to me why, Mr. Smith, you gave nothing to Amanda for the support of your child?
I bought diapers.
Diapers?
I bought diapers and...
And what?
And some clothes for...
You bought
Blake.
Diapers and clothes?
Yes.
Explain to me why you gave Amanda no support for your son.
Because I was giving her $400 cash and half the utilities each month.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Lovely Amanda, you stayed over last night in a hotel?
Yes.
And how many rooms did you have?
One.
Sit. Got it now?
Okay.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brian Smith says former live-in girlfriend Christy Sibley owes for the return of an entertainment system.
Now, you were giving her all this money because why?
Because I live there.
You work, Amanda?
Not right now.
Who supports you?
My oldest son is on Social Security.
Stand up. Your oldest son is on Social Security because why?
He's autistic.
And how much do you receive from the government for him?
About $700.
How old is he?
Six.
Does he go to school?
Yes.
Does he go to regular school?
He goes to kindergarten and he goes to a special autistic school.
What do you mean he goes to kindergarten and a special? Either he goes to...
He goes to both. He's mainstreamed into kindergarten.
He's mainstreamed?
Mm-hmm. And we have him...
So he's mainstreamed into school and he gets special help?
With a one-on-one tutor, yeah.
With a tutor.
Mm-hmm.
And the government gives you $700 a month for that. When did you have him tested?
He was diagnosed when he was 18 months old.
When has he been retested?
They just did a new psychiatric evaluation on him when he started kindergarten.
And they mainstreamed him?
Mm-hmm.
What else do you get money from? $700 doesn't cut it.
When he left, I started receiving welfare for...
How much?
$533 a month.
Now he's back. You're still receiving welfare?
He's not living with me, and he doesn't give me any support.
He's not living with
you? No, he's not.
So what are you doing with him here today? Is not an answer.
As a friend and...
As a friend. Where do you come from? What state?
California.
Where in California?
Central Valley, Modesto.
Now you can sit down, Amanda. You get where I'm at, Mr. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't know where your television is. Maybe you took it. Maybe you didn't. Miss Sibley doesn't know where your prized possession is. Is that right, Miss Sibley?
Yes.
However, the one thing I do know is that you broke into her house and damaged her home. According to you, you cut the padlock on the garage door and then shouldered the door that was deadbolted, damaging the door. She's got a counterclaim against you for that. What do you say about that?
Well, I still believe that I didn't break into her house. I went in to...
You just told me you broke into her house.
I broke into her house to get my stuff, and she shouldn't be keeping my stuff.
Somebody has to make a decision that it's your stuff. And you broke into her house, and according to you, you took no property from the inside of the house. The only property that you took was outside in the garage.
Yes, Your Honor, because my TV was not in the house. It was in the house when I left.
Not according to Miss Sibley. She says you took the TV. Is that right, Miss Sibley?
Yes.
Do you work, Miss Sibley?
Yes, I do.
Who do you work for?
Black Diamond.
Do you have children?
One, 12-year-old daughter.
Be careful about who you bring into the house.
Absolutely.
How much did it cost to get the door fixed?
Well, the door's still not actually fixed. I couldn't...
You have an estimate?
Yes, I do.
What's the estimate?
It's $421 for parts and then $300 in labor.
I'd like to see it, please.
And here's pictures of the door also.
I'd like to see that, too.
I also have an email where he says he will pay to fix the door since he broke it.
Oh, he will pay to fix the door. Okay. Did you threaten to expose Mr. Smith and Amanda for welfare fraud?
Yes, I did.
Explain that to me.
Well, I found out after we'd been seeing each other for a little while, he'd been saying, you know, how disgusting it was that she got all these food stamps and he struggled and on and on. So I started to realize...
I thought he drives a truck.
He does drive a truck, but he never has any money.
You know why?
Well, probably because he has a million tickets that he's constantly paying for and $500 a month for his... speeding tickets and seatbelt tickets and cell phone tickets, and that's what the loan was originally for, because they took his license, but right around those dates, his license was suspended. To drive his truck was suspended and withheld, and it's about to be again, because he got two more within this month, so that's where all his money goes, basically.
No, that's a lie, Your Honor.
Is it?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Has your license ever been suspended?
It's been suspended, but it's
times?
Not.
How many times?
Just one time.
For what?
For not paying, failure to pay.
Failure to pay what?
My fine.
What fine?
I had a car registration and no insurance fine.
Two of them, back to back.
Did you ever get any other summonses for moving violations while you were working?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
How many?
Two. I got two of them.
How old are you, Amanda?
30.
Time for you to stand up on your own two feet. Stop relying on your 6-year-old child. Stop relying on losers. You have another child with him, so you have two altogether?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. You have enough children. You have two children. You're not taking care of either one of them.
I'm trying.
Everybody else takes care of your children.
Mm-hmm.
Time for you to take care of your children. He's living with you. There's no question in my mind he's living with you. You came here with him as a friend. Did you drive together?
We flew together.
You flew? Oh, better stand.
The honeymoon.
Oh, now that's very easy to figure out. Lovely Amanda, you flew together from where?
Sacramento.
From Sacramento. And you stayed over last night in a hotel?
Yes.
And how many rooms did you have?
One.
Sit. Got it now?
Okay.
Your claim for your television, your prized possession, is dismissed. Miss Sibley doesn't know where it is, Mr. Smith. I'm entering a judgment on her behalf for $721 to fix her door. You are dismissed. goodbye.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She started telling me to get a life.
Oh, she was constantly texting me that I need to leave them alone. And she texted me and told me that she punched him in the face.
He needs to leave me alone then because we're still sleeping together.
Because he's a dumb, she's crazy. Just go on with my life. So she went to jail for that, actually.
Get her out of it and go on with my life.
They're wild. They're trash. I'm so thrilled to be done with them. And I'm so happy that the judge saw right through their...